For great health care coverage, get the home field advantage with Farm Bureau Health Plans. They've got you covered.
Bringing pro football to the Mid-South for nearly two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes! Good! Touchdown! Titans!
This is Titans Radio. Now on Titans Radio, your chance to talk about the Titans with the head coach. This is the Mike Mularkey Show, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the playoff edition of the Mike Mularkey Show. Your questions at 877-848-2671. Twitter questions at Titans Radio. We've got a lot to do on this show. We'll get just a few moments with Mike Mularkey as we'll get him out of a meeting to chat later in the program. Going to visit with Carl Klug, one of the longtime Titans, excited about having a chance to make his first ever playoff appearance. Our Titans Radio Game Day analyst, Dave McGinnis, will be by, and we look forward to joining him, and he's going to give us a bit of a preview of Kansas City. Of course, he's gone against Andy Reid in this league for years. And we're also joined now by Titans General Manager John Robinson here at St. Thomas Sports Park. Mr. Robinson, welcome to the NFL playoffs and congratulations.
Thank you so much. It feels good to you know, get that win on Sunday and really have a chance to keep playing.
What about when you saw those players coming in off the field after accomplishing this? You've been in some pretty happy locker rooms in your life, but there have been few, I would think, that had as much joy as that one.
Yeah, I think just, you know, there's so many guys in there that have been a part of this organization and a lot of guys in the league that have been on other teams that have played for a long time and haven't had a chance to play in the postseason. And to finally come out on top and have a chance to play in the tournament, it's a really, really good feeling.
So John Robinson is here for a couple of segments to take your calls at 877-848-2671. Again, if you want to ask a question, you need to call now, 877-848-2671. Twitter questions at Titans Radio. First Twitter question, this is from Mike. Does the staff even look at film from the Chiefs' first six games since they've had such a different second half of the season?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think we'll go back and look at some of the teams and some of the opponents that they played. Is that, you know, defensively, is there any familiarity that, you know, maybe the Chiefs offense went against that maybe our defense, and how did they attack those guys, and vice versa on the defensive side? How did they, you know, how did they play against certain offenses or certain players, and see if we can come up with any ways to have positive plays out there on the field.
Let's go right to the phones. Malika leading us off tonight. Malika, happy new year and welcome to Titans Radio.
You as well. Thank you so much. I've been a Titans fan even when I lived up in Illinois, which is very interesting. I just wanted to say, Mr. Robinson, I'm so happy. We finally made it to the playoffs after 9 years, and I just wanted to say congratulations. And I love the Titans, and, you know, let's go to the Super Bowl. Let's think positive. It's a new year, and I just wanted to say go Titans. Tighten up. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for the call there, Malika. Yeah, it's been a long time coming for this city and this state and all of our beloved fans out there that have supported us in the lean times and you know, the losses, to finally get a chance to everybody's got the same record now in the playoffs. It's we're starting from scratch. It's often called the second season, and it's a one game season each and every week, and you win that one and you get a chance to advance and play again. So, you know, we're taking this week and try to put our best effort out there and get one against the Chiefs.
877-848-2671. John Robinson is our special guest. We'll also take your Twitter questions at Titans Radio. We look forward to hearing from you tonight on the program. The thing that struck me in talking with Titans fans and so many that were there who wanted to be part of this moment and remembering it, the Titans went 4 of the first 5 years, they were the Titans, went to the playoffs, 6 of the first 10 years, and you thought, this is just what we're going to do. We're just going to go to the playoffs because we're good at this, and we know football, and this is just how it works. And then you don't go for 9 years, and you wait on that 7th trip, And I got to tell you, the seventh trip feels pretty good after waiting 9 years. I think Titans fans that I visited with appreciate it even more.
Yeah, no question. I can remember my first year in scouting with the Patriots. They had just won the Super Bowl in New Orleans. So, you know, I hook on there as a scout, and, you know, I just assume we're going to the playoffs and we're going to win the Super Bowl again. And we didn't make the playoffs. And then the next year we won the Super Bowl against the Panthers, and then the following year won the Super Bowl against the Eagles. So even as a scout, I kind of got spoiled. I was like, we're going to get in the playoffs and go to that. So when you don't get in, which, you know, I haven't gone for the last couple of years since I've left there, it's very, very gratifying, and it's what you work all year for, to have a chance to be playing postseason football.
Well, and to show how hard it is, too. I mean, the Patriots have been so good for so long. Last year when they won the Super Bowl was the first time they'd won it in 10 years. You know, it had been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, so it just shows, even if you're in the tournament, it's hard to finish it. It's hard to get through it. Getting in is hard. Getting all the way to win it is hard, because anything can happen. And for a team that's going in as a 5 seed, you love hearing anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is. I mean, there's been wild card teams that have won the whole thing. It's any given Sunday. You know, throughout the course of the game, the ball could bounce your way, and who knows what can happen. But it's good to definitely be one of the 12 that's in.
Riaz in Memphis is our next caller. We're glad you're with us tonight at 877-848-2671. John Robinson, Titans general manager, sitting in tonight on the Mike Mularkey Show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Been a Titans fan for a long time. I'm so glad we're in the playoffs. Congratulations to you. And the team. And then my question is kind of like a two-part question. What do you think are the keys to the game against the Chiefs on offense and defense? Oh, and of course, let's not ignore special teams as well. And how do you stop their offensive threats in Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, great question. Thanks for the call from down there in Memphis. Yeah, offensively for those guys, Alex Smith, he's playing really good football right now. You know, he's got two really good pass targets there in Tyreek and Travis Kelce, the big tight end who's a Pro Bowler. And then the rookie Hunt in the backfield, he can run with it. He can catch it. We'll have to do a good job of being gap sound up front defensively, being able to post up blockers, get off blockers, and tackle this guy. And then, you know, coverage-wise, obviously it starts with up front with pressure. I mean, if we can get some pressure on the quarterback, you know, it can oftentimes force some errant throws. Maybe we can get some turnovers. And then, you know, their defense, they've got a really good pass rusher in Justin Houston over there, who's been a Pro Bowler, an outstanding corner, and Marcus Peters. And you know, that they play, you know, pretty good complementary defense. So, you know, we just try to attack, you know, some weaknesses or matchups that we think we can get some yardage on. And then in the kicking game, he's a punt returner, so he's dangerous with the ball in his hands, just like he is on offense. So we'll have to be really good on all three phases this Saturday.
Kareem Hunt, 86th overall pick in the 2017 draft out of Toledo. Did you have an idea he could be this good?
Well, his run style is very similar to what it was at Toledo. He was kind of a compact runner. He's got good speed. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill speed, but he's very instinctive between the tackles. He's got really good feet to pick and slide, as we say, through traffic. He can get vertical in the hole and make a defender miss. And he's been, you know, he had that one fumble, I think, in the opener, and he hadn't put ball on the ground. So he's been really good at taking care of the football and covering up.
Or you could say he's due.
Yeah, that would be even better. I like the way you're thinking. And he's catching the ball better from what I remember at Toledo. I thought he was good, but, you know, he's a really good outlet for Alex when some pass routes break down.
Kind of ironic is he got his chance to take over at Toledo because David Flewellen had to go out of the lineup, and he took over and got his chance to shine, and had shined ever since at Toledo.
Yeah, he really had a nice career there, and you know, he's certainly off to a blistering pace here in his rookie season.
And they find backs. They do a great job. Kansas City has guys just pop out of nowhere. They've done it for 20 years, it seems.
Yeah, I think their number two guy, or one of their rotation subbacks, is Charkendrick West, and I remember scouting him at the Medal of Honor Bowl over in Charleston, South Carolina, a few years back. I think he's from Abilene Christian or small Texas school. But you know, he had a similar run style in that game, and he kind of caught my eye. And he's carved out a nice career for himself.
John Robinson is our guest tonight on Titans Radio. This is the Mike Mularkey Show. Your questions at Twitter. At Titans Radio, your questions via the phone lines at 877-848-2671. Talking about draft picks, I want to go back to 2003. First overall pick, Carson Palmer, announces his retirement today after 15 seasons. Your thought on his career as a number one overall pick and obviously Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, you know, prototypical pro-style quarterback, big, strong arm, very, very smart football player. Had a solid career, you know, with a couple different teams there. But he was a guy that I always respected his game. I thought, you know, he did a really good job of commanding the offense and trying to put the offense in the best position to score points. And kudos to him for an outstanding career and really representing the league and what the league's about over his years in the league.
My first broadcast partner with Titans Radio was Pat Ryan, who played quarterback in the NFL for 13 years. And he talked about guys spinning it. That was what he wanted to talk about. And he always said nobody spun it like Carson Palmer did. Outside of Dan Marino, the modern guys, Carson Palmer was the one. And he encouraged me. He said, you need to go down and watch him warm up sometime. Just watch him throw the ball. And it was different than anybody else that I mean, he made it look easy. It was almost like Mariano Rivera throwing the fastball or the Fred Couples golf swing. It was just so easy how he did it, and yet so effective.
Yeah, and had a lot of zip on it too. Would almost whistle when it came out of his hands a little bit, and his throwing motion was very grooved. I think your golfing analogy is a very good one. You know, it's so smooth, and the rhythm is there, and his follow through, and his lower body mechanics, all of it was just very, you know, well tuned and fine tuned, and that's why I was able to play for a long time.
Speaking of quarterbacks, your guy on Sunday came through at the end of the ball game, Marcus Mariota, with some big plays, making some things happen to put it away, and he was asking the media availability today about the moment at the end with the stiff arm, his running, you know, and what it's like going into the playoffs. Very obvious to him, it's a different time. It means more. He wants to step his game up. And I think all Titan fans were very excited about the way that in that moment, Marcus Mariota found a way and showed exactly what he could do.
Yeah, he's one of the most, if not the most competitive guy. We got a bunch of competitive guys on this football team, but Marcus is up at the top with several other guys, and he wants to win. His teammates are extremely important to him, and he just did a great job of improvising and finding a way to get out of there and scramble and get the needed yards that we need to try to help salt it away. And that's the mindset he has. Whatever it takes to try to help the team win, he's willing to do it.
He's going to do it at Kansas City on Saturday. We're on the air at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern with Titans Countdown. The Titans and the Chiefs in the wild card round this Saturday here on this Titans radio station. More of your calls for John Robinson, Titans general manager, at 877-848-2671. We've got one more segment with the GM on the Mike Mularkey Show. The Mike Mularkey Show continues on Titans Radio, 877-848-2671. Our special guest is General Manager John Robinson, and he's ready to take a call from Doug in Kelso. All right, Doug, let me make sure. Kelso in Lincoln County, is that right?
Yes, sir. Just due north of Huntsville, Alabama.
That's what I thought. Okay, so one for one in the new year. Welcome to 2018, and welcome to Titans Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Love the Titans from day one in Memphis, and great to get on with y'all. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mr. Robinson. First off, Mr. Robinson, I want to say thank you for being there, and you've made a lot of good decisions since you've been there. The best one you made is keeping Coach Mularkey, and I just think he's a pretty darn awesome guy.
Yeah, Doug, thanks for the call. And, yeah, he's done a nice job of helping us change the culture here, establishing that tough mindset, that hard work, detailed, focused bunch of guys. Players love him. And, you know, we're a physical football team, and that's the one thing that our opponents know they're going to get on a week in and week out basis is they're going to get 100%. He's great to work with. He and I get along outstanding throughout the course of the season and draft preparation, free agency preparation. So, we hope put the best foot forward and go out there and get one Sunday.
And that's what he's doing right now. He's involved in preparation, which is why he's not with us, but he will join us in the next segment. What else did you want to know, Doug?
Well, okay. This is a general question. As an old school guy, player celebrations on the field. When a player makes a great play, that's wonderful. But if you make a play that you should make, how does that affect the other players? If a defensive lineman makes a stop on the line of scrimmage, he's supposed to do that. If on a special teams a player makes a stop after a returner has made a good return and has a celebration, not so much to me. How does the team and the league, I guess as a whole, take a look at that? And the Titans had a situation like that early in the first half where we had a punt return, we punted the ball. Two players missed a very good returner. Third player made the tackle after about a 15-yard return at the 50-yard line and looked like he had just knocked the world out. This is not a question that is only for pro football but for college, because if you watched any football yesterday, you saw it all day long.
So you're saying, Doug, thanks for the call. So is he saying act like you've been there before? Is that what you're taking from the comment?
That's certainly an old saying, and we like it when our players make plays and get excited when they make plays, and we certainly like it when they make plays that they're supposed to make too. And anytime we can get excitement, get some juice going within the confines of what the league allows, we're all for it.
All right, let's get Matt in Nashville. Doug, thanks for calling from Lincoln County. And Matt, thanks for calling from Nashville. Welcome to Titans Radio, the Mike Mularkey Show, and our special guest, John Robinson. Hello, Matthew. I had him, and then I didn't have him. Well, we're sorry, Matt. Hopefully you'll be able to call back and join the program once again. You have to go do Coach Mularkey's television show.
Yeah, pulling double duty.
You are. I hope you're getting paid double.
No, it's. I'm probably better for radio, though. I don't know about the TV.
Well, that's what I've heard for 31 years. So thank you for stopping by. We appreciate you joining us and know that you've got to get down there and do that. Thanks for taking the time in what is such an exciting week for everybody who loves the Tennessee Titans and, frankly, everybody who loves the National Football League.
Yeah, I can't say enough about our fans. Thank you guys for all the support that you've given us last year, this year, and moving forward as we start our run here in the playoffs.
Thanks, John Robinson. Titans held a practice today because in terms of preparation for Saturday's game, this is a Wednesday, so they held a two-hour workout this afternoon, and that practice more or less a speedy walkthrough. Not a full go because they're only 48 hours removed from a hard-hitting game, but they did hold a practice. This is the injury report for the Titans. DeMarco Murray with the knee did not practice. Coach Mularkey certainly not ruling him out, hopeful that maybe he'll be able to get back for Saturday's game. Bryce McCain held today, not able to do everything. He is considered limited participation with a hamstring injury. And then two of the younger players, Kalen Reed and Jonnu Smith, in the concussion protocol, able to participate today, taking steps towards being cleared. And it would be very good for the Titans if both of those players would be available to go Saturday in Kansas City as the team gets ready to take on the Chiefs. Again, that game is on the air on Titans Radio at 2:30 Central with Titans Countdown. It's a 3:35 Central time kick at Arrowhead Stadium. The Saturday night game at 7:15 Central, Atlanta at the Los Angeles Rams. That ought to be a really, really good football game. And then Sunday, 12:05 Central, Buffalo, their first playoff appearance since losing the Music City Miracle game. They will play at Jacksonville. New Orleans at 3:40 Central time will play host to the Carolina Panthers. So Those are the wild card matchups this weekend. Tennessee at Kansas City, Atlanta at the Los Angeles Rams, Buffalo at Jacksonville, Carolina at New Orleans. That's what we have on tap this weekend. Time right now for us to do our pinnacle moment of the game, and we're going to call it our pinnacle moments of the game. Sign up for a Titans checking account with Pinnacle, and you could receive a $200 gift card for Titans gear. Lots of big moments from Sunday's win, 15-10 over Jacksonville. And we'll remind you that details are available at TitansBanking.com. Pinnacle, play hard, bank easy. Welcome back to the Mike Mularkey Show. The head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Mularkey, stepping out of meetings for just a moment to visit with us. Coach, as the week is shortened with the playoffs going on, how much are your responsibilities and the staff's responsibilities stepped up?
Immensely. You know, it's a short week. You know, fortunately, we played Kansas City last year. It's not a total overhaul and total new game plan, but you know, we have to condense days now, and it's trying on a staff. But I'm very proud of these guys. We got an experienced staff, so this is not our first rodeo.
And the players are very eager.
Very eager. We had a bunch of them in, you know, the day after. I gave them the day off. You have to, but we had a lot of players in here getting ready for the Chiefs and getting their bodies right, getting a good recovery period in.
The Chiefs have had really a strange year. They start 5-0. They look fantastic. They lose 6 of 7, and then they win their last 4. Is it hard to get to know who they are based on the 17-week season they had?
Not really. I'd say for these types of games, you got to be ready for their best. I would not expect anything less, and they should expect our best. You know, we haven't played really a complete game like we would like to since early in the season, and I think it's time we do that, and I think they should expect that from us.
You feel pretty good about your injury situation as you come out of practice on this Tuesday?
I think so. Again, it's a short week, just by a day, but I still think I think Logan, again, we took it easy. We did a walkthrough instead of going out there and doing a full practice, which I think is smart, especially with the physicality of the Jacksonville game and really playing 48 hours ago. We're taking care of these guys. We should be pretty healthy for this game.
So just out of curiosity, how much time do you spend correcting mistakes out of the Jacksonville game? Much at all?
Not really. You can't. You know, I told the coaches you got to have it graded by the end of the week, but they weren't coming in here to grade it. We were moving right on to the Kansas City. You have to realize we usually have a day and a half, Monday and a Tuesday. Now we had less than that, less than a day to get a plan for a playoff game. So, no, we're on to the next one, and our guys have handled it very well.
Visiting with Coach Mike Mularkey for just a second. In a moment, we'll be visiting with Carl Klug, who is one of the Titans' first time players appearing in the NFL playoffs. Very exciting for a lot of these veteran players. I know what respect you and the staff have for this locker room. So for Carl and the rest of these sorts of guys, it's got to be extra special for you guys as coaches to see.
No doubt. And I mentioned that in the locker room afterwards. For all those guys that have been here for a lot of years, the Klugs, the Jarrell Caseys, the Derek Morgans, we have a number of guys that have never had a chance, had this opportunity. And I'm proud to be a part of being able to bring that to these guys, and they've earned it. They've definitely earned it.
Looks like you're going to have better weather in Kansas City, too. Probably not a huge factor, but at least you'll have better temperatures to play in.
Yeah, it was a chilly one last week in Jacksonville, and last year in Kansas City, I think the temperature was 4 degrees. We're going to have some good weather. It's going to be a beautiful day. The atmosphere is going to be outstanding. It is in Kansas City on a regular basis, but let alone a playoff game. It'll be really exciting.
Your quarterback, Marcus Mariota, played very well down the stretch in that ball game. He's certainly been an effective player and leader for this franchise over the last 3 years, but it felt like he went to an even different level on Sunday, and that now going into the playoffs, he takes another step as far as maturity. Are you excited to see just overall what he's going to be able to do against the Chiefs?
I was really excited to see him run like he did. We haven't had that that ability to do that, I can't tell you, in a couple months. So to see him be able to do, be a factor in the run game and escape like he did and make plays, that's a good thing for our football team. And it'll be good for him to get some experience here against another good defense in the Chiefs. But we're excited about this for Marcus.
How much does it help him that he saw them 13 months ago?
Oh, I think it's good. I mean, again, very similar. Not much has changed defensively, personnel wise. Their scheme is not so. It'll be good for us.
All right, Mike. Well, I know you need to get back to meetings, but we sure do appreciate the time this evening.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it.
As Coach Mularkey departs, we welcome in Carl Klug, defensive lineman for the Titans. Finally, getting to go to the playoffs. One of the guys who's been here the longest, who has not had a chance to play in the postseason. Has it sunk in yet? If so, what does it feel like?
I don't think it really has sunk in a little bit. I think once we get to Kansas City, it'll probably sink in a little bit. But it's a great feeling. It's been 7 years. Haven't sniffed the playoffs, so this year, it's a good feeling. But we want to get in the playoffs and win a game. You know, we aren't just satisfied with going to the playoffs. So
is it almost better for this team to come off the type of game that you went through on Sunday with Jacksonville, that hard-fought, bitter fighting even after the game type of feel, to go in now and say, okay, now it's time for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose a game like that does help going into the playoffs, but, you know, no matter how that game ended, if our record was good enough to get in the, regardless, you know, the last game, to me, it doesn't really matter a whole lot. We're in now. None of the regular season matters. We're just focused on taking it one game at a time. That's all you can do right now. So,
talk me through how quickly you get everything down on a team that you haven't seen this season in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, we haven't seen them at all. Well, that fourth preseason game. But, you know, we're familiar with this team, actually. We played them the last few years. We know what to expect from them. They like to kind of thrive off big plays. So that's something we're going to have to focus on stopping.
It's a responsibility week, isn't it?
Yeah, you just got to be a pro and get in your playbook and make sure you know what you're doing. It's a little bit of a short week, so you just got to, dot your I's, cross your T's, be on point.
Last year, you were banged up going into Kansas City. You chose to play. The Achilles popped, and you were lost for the year. But you sort of proved a lot to a lot of these young guys. When it's on the line, you've got to play. What's it like for Carl Klug to go back to Kansas City?
I'm not really trying to overthink that, a whole lot. I know that's the last game, or that's where I got hurt, but I'm not trying to overthink that. It is what it is. I've moved on. That first week was, a struggle, but I'm not focused on that, really. It'll be a good feeling, though, to play in there again.
What is the challenge about going up against an Alex Smith-led offense?
He's a smart player. He can get out of the pocket and make some plays happen with his feet, so... of course, the running back and receivers, they got some great players on offense. So, it's going to be a great challenge for us to stop them.
The Titans' pass rush picked up the second half of this year. What did you do better that you hope to be able to continue in the postseason with the pass rush?
Honestly, pass rush, I know we were catching a lot of flack at the beginning of the season. The guys that are getting sacks now were still getting pressure at the beginning. The sacks just weren't coming. We knew the sacks would come. It was just a matter of keep doing what you're doing, trusting what we're doing, and we knew they would come.
Kind of like Brian Arakpo, who finishes the Jacksonville game with 10 quarterback pressures, only gets one sack, but that one sack is huge.
Yeah, the sacks, everyone looks at the sacks, but, Casey, he was frustrated early in the year when he wasn't getting that many sacks, but the thing is, he's wrecking the game. He's putting pressure on everybody, so... if you're disruptive and, wrecking the game, sacks don't really matter a whole lot.
Carl Klug, what is your role in this defensive line as you prepare for your first playoff appearance on Saturday?
My role right now is honestly just to keep guys fresh whenever they need a breather, whenever they need me in pass rush. I'm, waiting for my number to be called, and when I do, I got to produce.
How are you physically after having come back from the Achilles injury, having to work your way back into football shape, and now playing into January?
Yeah, it was kind of a struggle right away when camp started. My foot wasn't as strong as it once was, so that was really an extension of rehab. But the trainers did a great job on getting me back on the practice field as quickly as they did. But yeah, it was a struggle right away, but, midway through the year, my foot started feeling good again, and, it's always a work in progress.
You're one of the leaders of this football team. As one of the leaders, what's the most important tone you need to set this week getting ready for Saturday's game?
No fooling around, really. It's playoff time, and we just need to focus on what we need to do, come out here and work when we're working, and, I just hope everyone's taking it serious.
It seems like they are, especially the young guys who've played such a big part on this defense this year. How blown away are you with some of these rookies and second-year players with what they've given to this Titans defense?
Yeah, I'm going to speak defensively just because that's what I'm familiar with. But, you know, Adoree and KB, you know, Ty, even some other guys that have stepped up when their number's called. I'm not surprised. You know, they have a professional approach. You know, they don't goof around at all. They, like I said, a professional approach. So, you know, when their time on the field is, you know, they're making the most of it.
Are you glad this is an afternoon game and you don't have to wait until Saturday night to play?
Yeah, I mean, night games are fun, but to me, earlier the better. Noon, 3 o'clock, you know, it don't really matter. But 3 o'clock, that's a good time.
About time for a 2-sack game, right?
I need one.
Carl Klug, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Carl Klug joining us on the Mike Mularkey Show. We're back to visit with Coach Dave McGinnis, our Titans radio analyst, when the program continues right after this. The Mike Mularkey Show continues on Titans Radio. We're joined now by Titans game day analyst Dave McGinnis. Coach Mack, this is a week that guys don't mind practicing. Nobody minds working. Professional players don't really care what they get paid. They're 15 or 16 years old again going and playing in the state playoffs. This is just football.
No, this is football and this is fun. And you and I have talked about this a lot, Mike. This is what you work for as an organization all off season. This is what you strive for when you put everything together, all the planning that goes into it, but just the emotional part of it, like you're describing. I mean, and I've been fortunate enough to be involved in several playoff teams, you know, during my years, and just the feeling, first of all, the feeling that you get that now you're into a second season that is very special. I mean, it's very special in professional sports. A lot of, you know, you don't have a lot of teams in this league that get in. You've got 12. And to me, it just rejuvenates everything. You could feel it in this city. You could feel it in the stands after that ball game. You know, as you so aptly described, the way the fans pulled together, and we could feel the energy through the open window. You can feel the energy in this building today and yesterday when you come in here, because it's the playoffs. NFL playoffs are special. When you go out on that field and you see that bunting on the field and everything's squared up and it says "Welcome to the NFL playoffs," it's a great feeling.
How do you keep the emotions in check for the next 72 hours if you're the Titans?
You put the film on. You put the film on and start grinding on your opponent. That's what you do. Once you put the film on, and you're preparing to play a football game. It's a special game. It's a special time of the season. Everybody will be watching, but you're still playing a football game, and that's where experience comes in. Experience on your coaching staff, experience on your team. If you have players that have experienced the playoffs, you've got to be able to, I mean, there was nice celebrations on Sunday evening. Now, you start celebrating getting ready to play. That's how you put them in check.
Andy Reid has won nearly 200 games as a head coach in this league. Give me the overview of what is always typical of an Andy Reid team.
An Andy Reid team is always going to be very fundamentally sound. And an Andy Reid team is always going to be able to he's really good at especially on the offensive side of the ball. He's had different defensive coordinators, but the offensive side of the ball, he's always been very good at exploiting weaknesses. Because, I mean, he he's given up his play calling duties this year, but I know he still has a huge hand in what goes on there. But anytime you got ready to play an Andy Reid offense, you knew that you were going to have to be able to, whatever you had shown were your problems during the year, because he'll go back and look at the whole year. And so you've got to be sure those problems are taken care of, because he will test you and he's going to test quick the things that have bothered you. And he's always been very good at finding ways to exploit defenses' weaknesses.
Dave McGinnis, why would Andy Reid give up his play calling to Matt Nagy? What's the advantage?
Well, I think, first of all, he trusts Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy has been with him. He understands. And when you reach a point like he has, I mean, and there's a lot to administer, you know, with what's going on. He took over Kansas City to rebuild what was going on there. And plus, at the same time, I think that he'll still be involved, Mike. When you've got a head coach that has that many skins on the wall, you don't completely give up everything. Matt Nagy is calling the plays, but Andy Reid is still overseeing everything that goes on, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Let's talk about the weapons of the Kansas City Chiefs. Tyreek Hill, tight end Travis Kelce, running back Kareem Hunt, quarterback Alex Smith. What sort of problems do they pose just on the front end for the Titans defense?
Well, all those names you've mentioned, all you have to do is check the NFL statistics for the regular season and see where all of those people rank. They're very, very high. Kareem Hunt, you know, leading rusher, you know, coming into the league. You're talking about special, special people that have game-breaking ability, all of them. Kelce is right behind Gronkowski, and to me, Kelce is just like Delanie Walker. That's someone that Alex Smith depends on a lot, and it depends on in a lot of clutch situations. The wide receivers, the running backs, those people, and Andy, again, you talked to me, we're talked about Andy Reid earlier. He has some very unique, especially the first 6 weeks of the season, Mike, when you go back and look at film that back, they were doing some pretty unique things. Now, some defenses have caught up to those things, but I would not be surprised to see some of those other things that they've done early in the season that jumped them out to a 6-0 record. I would not be surprised to see those surface again. But they've got playmakers. They've got explosive playmakers. They lead the league in explosive plays. I mean, that their explosive playmaking ability is what makes them so dangerous.
Okay, so how do they lead the league in explosive plays, and yet they've only turned the ball over 11 times in 16 games?
To me, that's a function of the quarterback, and it's also a function of the offense. You know, they stay in very manageable down and distances. When you go back and really study, you know, their down and distances, how they do on first and second down, where they are on third down, they don't put themselves in really bad situations. And most of the time when you're not in bad situations on offense, you don't have to force the ball. They very seldom have to force the ball anywhere, and that leads to being able to be very safe with the ball.
But offensively, they're not great in the red zone. So is this a game where you say, let's make him kick 5 or 6 field goals?
Well, I mean, clearly you don't want him to score touchdowns. Sure. But, you know, red zone in playoff football, third down conversions, third down stops are huge. Field position, especially with the weather. Now, the weather's not going to be what we experienced here at Nissan last Sunday, but it'll still be pretty crisp. Field position is going to be huge. But red zone defense, especially because points are precious. You're playing the best teams that have come out in the National Football League in the conference. You're playing the best teams. So points are precious. So red zone defense is huge. And again, on our side of it, we need to score touchdowns. On our defensive side of it, if they do get down there, we've got to continue to play the type of red zone defense that will make them kick at field goals. They don't have to make them. Let's make them kick at them.
Kansas City's defense gives up 365 yards a game. That's a lot of yards. That's the bottom part of the league. And yet, they've given up less than 21 points per game. Bob Sutton's defense, explain to me why it keeps teams from scoring even though it gives up yards.
Okay, first of all, he has a multiple defense. You're going to see a lot of multiple things. As to last week where it was a very simple defense, this week you're going to see a multiple defense. I mean, he'll do a four-down package. He'll do a three-down package. He'll zone pressure. He'll man pressure. You'll see a lot of different things out of him. What he's done, though, and they have given up a lot of yards, but in the red zone, they have been able to keep people out of the red zone, and then they don't give up a lot of explosives. You can move the football on them, but they very seldom let the ball go over their heads. You know, the ball travels further and faster over your head than it does in front of you. They've done a nice job of keeping everything in front of them, have given up a lot of yards, but they've done a nice job of keeping points down.
Coach Dave McGinnis, what is the challenge for Marcus Mariota against this defense on Saturday?
Well, Marcus has got to, first of all, he's got to protect the football because turnovers are going to be huge. They're always huge in playoff games, but he's got to protect the football. And the other thing he has to do, I think he needs to build on what we saw him do in this football game. We saw him take this football team on his shoulders in the fourth quarter in the football game that put us into the playoffs. He's got to continue that, and he's got to be able to continue that, but he's also got to get everybody else involved. This offense needs to click this week. This is a defense that this offense can work against. We just need everybody hitting on all cylinders, and it starts with the trigger man, Marcus Mariota.
The Titans played the Chiefs a week before Christmas in 2016. Titans were able to win that game on a last-second field goal. Does that experience against the Sutton defense and in a situation that was, in essence, a playoff game for the Titans, does it help in a real live playoff game for Mariota and this group this Saturday?
Well, I mean, it's an experience that happened. But again, as I said, every game is a separate entity in the National Football League. And then when you get into the playoffs, and now you're talking about, you know, something that's removed, I mean, the experience that you gained, the win that you gained, all of that is history. That counts. But this week is this week, Mike. There's not anything. I mean, I promise you, Kansas City's not sitting there saying, well, we're really worried because they beat us in 2016. That doesn't figure into it.
Kansas City has playoff experience, significant playoff experience. These Titans, for the most part, do not. Is that a big factor?
Well, it's a factor if you don't perform up to the moment. That's when it's a factor. And so everybody is going into this ball game even. Experience is always a factor. You can't manufacture experience in this business. But the Titans have put themselves in this situation. The Titans have been pointing towards this period in the season since this thing started with the draft. We've talked about that before. Now is the time to capitalize on it. So again, anybody that you played was probably going to have more playoff experience than this football team did. But now you're in it, let's go.
My sense, and the reason I ask you that question, though, is with the Titans winning over Jacksonville and getting in, I know they don't have a lot of playoff experience, but it feels like they have a chance to be incredibly loose and just play with house money in Kansas City on Saturday.
Well, and especially the way things have unwound the last month of the season. I mean, you know, and again, you know, by losing those ball games, they put their backs against the wall, but they never panicked. I've never seen panic in this football team all year, which is a big thing. You can sense that. You can sense that in body language. You can sense that in body language in the facility during the week. This team has never panicked. This is a veteran coaching staff. These are solid, solid players. I've never sensed any panic. This team is excited about playing this football game, as well they should be, just as you and I are excited about calling this football game. This is an exciting time to be a Titan fan.
So the Titans held a practice today, which is their normal Wednesday practice. They're going to work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, get on a plane Friday afternoon and fly to Kansas City for the Saturday afternoon game. What's the most important thing this football team needs to get done in Nashville over the next 3 days?
Learn who the Chiefs are. Know who your man-to-man matchups are. Study your – this is an uncommon opponent. Study these people. We played them in the preseason, entirely different world. That doesn't even count. Study your opponent. Study your man-to-man matchups. Everybody's got to be so familiar. They've got to get into the skin of the people they're going to be playing against and then understand to the T what your game plan is, offensively, defensively, special teams, and how all of those are going to complement each other in this game. Nothing is more important than knowing your opponent on a short week and knowing your game plan to the letter.
Dave McGinnis, it's going to be exciting.
I can't wait to get on the plane, Mike. Can't wait to call this game with you, brother. Let's go.
All right. Dave McGinnis with us on Titans Radio. The Mike Mularkey Show is produced by Brandon Haggerty. Titans Radio producer, Brad Willis. Promotions director, Marie Misha. Traffic director, Kendra Holt. Director of sales, Hunter Rice. General manager, Allison Warren. Operations manager, Charlie Cook. And the executive producer of Titans Radio is Rhett Bryan. For Mike Mularkey, John Robinson, and Dave McGinnis, Mike Keith reminds you we're on the air Saturday from Arrowhead Stadium at 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central Time with Titans Countdown. Kickoff comes at 3:35 Central Time. For all of us here at Titans Radio, we say Happy New Year to you, and we'll talk to you on Saturday from Kansas City. Good night, everybody.
The Mike Mularkey Show, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. For great health care coverage, get the home field advantage with Farm Bureau Health Plans. They've got you covered. Get the info you need for this week's game at TitansRadio.com. This is Titans Radio.